Welcome to another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. As a former PRCA cowboy, Wes excelled in the rodeo arena and is now pursuing his calling to share God's word that has literally transformed his life. As someone who has a heart to passionately pursue God in his daily life, his desire is to help others do so as well. The focus of his ministry is to bring people closer to God by living in and through the truths of God's Word. May you be blessed by the message from the Word of God that Wes has to share with you today.
Howdy friends, Wes Ward here. I want to talk to you today about honor. If honor is in you, honor will come out of you. Here in the greatest nation in the world, the United States of America, one nation under God, there's all different types of honor. Here in the United States, we hold our President of the United States in the highest honor. Then it goes on down to the governors of each state. We honor them. We honor our judges and our court system. We honor our military. We honor our students and academics and athletics. We even honor celebrities. But what about the honor of the Almighty God? Friends, there shouldn't be any higher honor than the honor of the Almighty God. I want you to get out your Bible and a pen and a piece of paper and write these scriptures down as I do this teaching today about honor. Honor God, the honor of the Almighty God. I want to start reading here in the first chapter of Malachi. That'll be the first or the last book of the Old Testament, right before the New Testament, Malachi. And I'm going to be reading to you out of Malachi 1. I'm going to be looking at verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence, says the Lord of hosts. To you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? That's powerful right there, friends. Malachi 1:6. I want to show you something. I know you know the scriptures, but I don't know if you've ever seen this before. I want to start at the first book in the Bible. I want to start over here in Genesis chapter 2. That's where I want to start my reading here. And I'm gonna start reading here in verse 7. I'm going to look at verse 7 through 9. And then we're going to look at verses 15 through 23. That'll be Genesis 2. 7 through 9 and Genesis 2, 15 through 23. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 9 says, out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now I want to pick up our reading here in Genesis 2, 15 through 23. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Verse 17, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. Verse 20, so Adam gave names to all the cattle, to all the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Verse 22, Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to Adam. Verse 23, and Adam said, now this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Friends, what I'd like for you to do now is I'd like for you just to visualize this beautiful garden. And I know no man has ever seen God, but it says man was made in his likeness, in his image. Visualize God and Adam standing there in this beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful Garden of Eden. All these animals and birds. And God looks at Adam and he says, Adam, you know you are one of my greatest creations of all. Adam, I love you. I love you. Adam, I love you so much that I'm giving all this to you. You see all these animals, Adam? They're yours. You have dominion over them. You have authority. Genesis 1:28 says that God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the earth. Adam, I give it all to you. You see these birds? They're yours. Look at these beautiful trees in this garden, Adam. Look at those luscious fruit. Each tree bears its own fruit. You've got the tree of life here. Just keep eating of that and you'll live forever. Just look around and see all this. Adam, I created all this, but I'm giving it to you because I love you that much. But Adam, this tree here of the knowledge of good and evil, that's my tree. Will you honor me, Adam, by not touching my tree? Will you just, you can have anything here. This whole earth is yours. You have dominion over it. But just show me honor by not touching my tree. For in the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. And look here, Adam, I can see that it's not good for you to be alone. Look at this beautiful woman that I have created for you to be your helper, to be your wife. I give her to you, Adam, because I love you this much. Just honor me by not touching my tree. Can you do that for me, Adam? You see, as we study Genesis 3, we see that Adam, he couldn't honor God by not touching his tree. We know that the woman was deceived by Satan, and she ate of the fruit, and then she gave some to her husband, and he ate. But Adam had the instructions from God. He should have took that fruit from Eve. The way I understand it, the way I read it, he was standing right there with her. Should have took it and said, no, God said no. I'm honoring my God, my Creator, by not eating of his tree. But see, Adam couldn't do it. And now we know the rest of the story. We're living it out. It says that they walked with God in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3:8, Adam and Eve. They walked with him. But we love God, don't we? We honor the Almighty God. We love him. We hold him in highest of honor. Or do we? Do we? See, Adam, he robbed God of his honor. But we won't rob God of his honor, will we? Or do we? Let's go back to the book of Malachi. This time I want to go to Malachi 3. We're going to start reading in verse 8. Malachi 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse. Wow. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And let me, and try me in, and try me now in this. Got a little twisted up there for a minute. Says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be no room enough to receive it. That's powerful. What's he talking about here? Whenever he says, bring your tithes in the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. The storehouse. Food. Friends, many times in this holy Bible, the Word of God, the Word of God is referred to as milk, bread, and food. Or milk, bread, and meat. Milk, bread, and meat. Food in my storehouse. It says, bring your tithes into the storehouse. I had somebody say the other day, Wes, you know, I got a television preacher that I watch on TV. And I really like him. I get a lot out of him. Can I send my tithes to him? You can if you can get in the envelope. You see, that's where a lot of our Christians are missing it today. I tell you, a lot of my friends have told me that people that I love, Wes, I love the Lord, but I'm not going to church with all those hypocrites. I want to know, since when did this hypocrite become, these so-called hypocrites you're talking about, become your God? We go to church to honor God, to worship God, to praise God. Let's go on right here in verse 11. Malachi 3, verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Now, whenever he's talking about rebuke the devourer, he's talking about Satan. The three powerful, most powerful things we have here on earth is the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, and the name of Jesus. That's how we overcome him. But here, God is saying, I will rebuke him. I believe it's Luke 10:18. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. If God's rebuking him, he's out of there. So that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. What I'm getting out of these scriptures here is the Lord is saying that if you will honor me by bringing your tithe to the storehouse, that'll be the church building. He will rebuke Satan. He will make what we things we put our hands to prosper. See, I want to go right here to the Old Testament again, Nehemiah 10. And I want to read the scriptures, Nehemiah 10 through 39, or 35 through 39 is what we're going to be reading. Nehemiah 10, 35 through 39. And we made ordinance to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all the fruit of all trees year by year to the house of the Lord. When he's talking about first fruits and tithes, it's the same thing. Verse 36, to bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, and it is written in the law, and the firstborn of our herds and our flocks to the house of our God, to the priest who minister in the house of God. Right there, need to underline to the priest. To the priest. Verse 37 says, to bring the first fruits of our dough, our offerings, the fruit of all kinds of trees, the new wine and oil, to the priest. Underline that in your Bible. To the priest. To the storerooms of the house of our God. And bring the tithes of our land to the Levites. For the Levites shall receive the tithes in all our farming communities. Verse 38, and says, and the priests, the descendants of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive the tithes. And the Levites shall bring up a tenth of the tithes to the house of our God, to the rooms of the storehouse. For the children of Israel, verse 39, for the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the grain, of the new wine, and the oil to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are, where the priests who minister and the gatekeepers and the singers are, we will not neglect the house of our God. See, that's where a lot of people are missing it today. I thank God. I thank God for the television evangelist and everything, because I'm telling you that was a Paula White, I was listening to her early one morning, and God spoke to me. And that was the starting point for me of getting to where I'm at today, having a wonderful church family and a God-sent pastor to speak into my life. A lot of people are missing it because they're saying, well, I love the Lord, but I'm not going down there with all those hypocrites. Well, it'd be better. First of all, I'd like to point out, by you saying that, you're standing in judgment. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 11 and 12 says, for there is only one lawgiver and one judge, that's the one who's able to save and destroy. Who are you to judge one another? That's a very lame excuse to not to go to church. I heard a friend of mine tell me just the other day, he said, I'd rather spend 2 hours a week with them hypocrites than I would eternity in hell with them. Let's go to the book of Hebrews right quick. Hebrews 10. We're going to be reading here in verse 23 through 25. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Verse 24, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Friends, that's church service. Underline that in your Bible. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We are in our last days, friends. The scriptures are starting to line up because of things happening over in the Holy Land in Israel. Our prophets, our priests, you know, our Bible scholars, they say, man, we are in the last days of the last days. What the Lord wants us to do, he wants all of us to have a shepherd over our life, to be able to speak into us spiritually. A shepherd. He wants us to have a church home, a church building, a church family. That's where you pay your tithes at, friends. Where you get fed. Where your home is. It ain't about the money thing. With God, it's not about money. Money don't fall from heaven. What it's about is where your heart is. It's where your heart is. Are you honoring God? Are you honoring God? Do not forsake assembling together. Let's look at what Jesus says over here in Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. If Jesus was to say that today, walking here on earth, he may say, woe to you religious people, you hypocrites. For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Oh, I like Jesus preaching there. He tells it like it is. There ain't no beating around the bush or whatever. He calls a kettle black. If it's black, if it's red, it's red. I like his style of preaching. Man. But see, when you're paying your tithes, it's a form of worship. You're grateful that you're able to come to the house of the Lord. See, I want to tell you something about the tithe. The tithe never does become the Lord. It is the Lord's. Everything first is the Lord's. That's what they call the first fruits, first crops of the land. Everything first. If you've got a dollar, 10 cents of it belongs to the Lord. If you got $10, a dollar belongs to the Lord. If you got $100, 10 of it belongs to the Lord. If you got $1,000, the first 100 is the Lord's. Now it's up to you whether you honor God by bringing it to His storehouse or whether you keep it. It's up to you. But I've had that devour work in my life before. I don't want no part of him no more. I'm through with him. I need the help of the Almighty God. You know, as we go back to start reading about Father Abraham, you know, we all, out of the loins of Abraham, our father in faith, Father Abraham, he tithed to the high priest Melchizedek. Study Genesis 14, 18 through 20 and the seventh chapter of Hebrews. Tithing's been going on a long, long time. It's an honor system. It's a form of worship. Honor God with your tithe. I got one more scripture here I'd like to look at in Galatians 6. It's a heart issue is what it is. It's where your heart is. I'm going to start reading here Galatians 6. I'm going to look at verses 6 through 10. 6 through 10. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Verse 8 says, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Verse 9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Wow. Verse 10 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So friends, it goes right back to where's your heart at? You know, I want to tell you a true story, because I'm a teacher or a preacher or whatever I am, by mistakes. You know, I'm in a trial and error. And you know, God's been dealing with me about this message for about a week now, and I just, whenever He's dealing with me on something, I got to get in and study it out, meditate on it. I just. It's all got to come together, and I got to get satisfaction through His Word in my spirit that I've got what God wants to show me. And at night, this is kind of my little routine. You know, before I go to sleep, I kneel down beside my bed on my knees, and I pray to God in my understanding, you know, and thank Him and talk to him about what's going on, or praising him for what happened today, or, you know, just mainly just being in his presence and just talking to God. And then after I pray in my understanding, I just start praying in the Holy Spirit. And then I'll pray in the Holy Spirit for quite a while, and then I'll just crawl in bed and just continue to pray in the Holy Ghost. And then all of a sudden I just drift off to sleep while praying in the Spirit. And man, I'm telling you, that's peace. That is peace that gives you. But as I was praying, after I'd already crawled in bed, I was still praying, and the Lord showed me something. You know, back about, oh, it's been 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. I had a really, really good welding business and fencing company. At one time, I had like 10 people working for me. You know, I was running sometimes two, three jobs at one time. And man, I mean, I was blowing and going, and I mean, I was rolling in some, making some pretty dadgum good money. And, you know, I wasn't really putting none of it back into my company. I started a rodeo company with it and everything, and that's how I got my start, producing rodeos, buying bucking horses, bulls, and equipment, this and that. And, you know, I mean, I produced rodeos for about, I think it's 12, 15 years. But then all of a sudden, everything's gone. No more rodeos, no more big welding jobs like I had, no more home. I mean, everything that I invested money in is gone. And the Lord revealed to me that I was not in it. I mean, I'd get finished with a job, and I mean, somebody called me that I never even heard of. I never advertised neither. You know, it's just like, man, I knew God was just sending all this to me. And I never tithed off none of it. God wasn't in it. And it didn't prosper. And I'm laying there just about to go to sleep, and I'm like, oh, Lord, please forgive me for not honoring you while you were just, please, Lord, I cry to you. Then I realized, hey, laying here ain't good enough. I crawled out of bed and I got on my knees and I cried out to my God for forgiveness for not honoring him. Friends, he's the Almighty God. He should be held in the highest honor of anything that we have, the honor of the Almighty God. Honor him by rolling out of bed on Sunday morning and putting on your best clothes. Go attend the church of your choice. Praise him. Worship him. And honor him and worship him by bringing your tithe to his one of his many houses, to the storehouse. It's where the word of God is being spoken. Food for your spirit. And I have nothing against television evangelist ministries. They're wonderful. The world needs them. They need money also. But God wants you to have a church home, a church family, a church shepherd, a shepherd over your life to speak into you spiritually. Man, I love those preachers on TV. I mean, I watch them all the time. But don't sit there at home on Sunday morning and say, this is all I'm going to get. Because that same exact message will be on later that day at a different time. Or maybe even the next day. Friends, I hope you got something out of God's Word today. God bless you.
This has been another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. Our prayer for you is that you've been helped through the Word of God that we were able to share with you today. The heart of Wild West Ministries is to bring people closer to God through His living Word. If you would like to contact Wes to find out more about his ministry, to receive more of his teachings, or if you're interested in having him as a guest speaker, you can contact him by phone at 903-249-1250. That's 903-249-1250. Or at 580-927-3007. That's 580-927-3007. Or you can email Wes at 3wward@gmail.com. That's 3wward@gmail.com. God bless you.